Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Belgian prosecutors have confirmed that they have identified two of the four men who carried out Tuesday's suicide attacks in Brussels. The identified men are Belgian citizens and brothers, Khalid and Ibrahim El-Bakrawi. From Brussels, here's Chris Morris.
Khalid El-Bakrawi blew himself up in a crowded carriage at Malbec metro station. His brother Brahim set off an explosion at the airport. Another unidentified bomber also died at the airport, while a third man ran from the scene, leaving a huge bomb behind. A clear link is being established between the Paris and Brussels attacks. The attacks are not just the work of isolated cells, it would appear, but of a network of violent militants based in Europe who will be trying to strike again.
The Turkish president says one of the Brussels suicide bombers had been deported from Turkey to the Netherlands last year. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Belgian and Dutch authorities had been informed of this, but the Belgian had ignored Turkey's warning.
One of the Brussels attackers was caught in Gaziantep in June 2015 and was deported. We informed the Belgium embassy with a diplomatic note about the deportation on July the 14th, 2015. The Belgian authorities released the attacker.
Belgian justice minister said the man had only been known as a common criminal on parole, not a terrorism suspect. Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the attacks in Brussels show European countries they need to do more to defeat the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Mr. Carter said Europe should step up its efforts against the jihadist group as the U.S. had done. President Obama, who is visiting Argentina, has promised to release secret intelligence files on the U.S. role in a military coup exactly 40 years ago that installed one of the region's most brutal regimes. Mr. Obama was speaking after talks with President Mauricio Macri.
We previously declassified thousands of records from that era, but for the first time now, we'll declassify military and intelligence records as well. On this anniversary and beyond, we are absolutely determined to do our part as Argentina continues to heal and move forward as one nation. And I hope this gesture also helps to rebuild trust that may have been lost between our two countries.
The authorities in the United States say a Chinese citizen has pleaded guilty to trying to steal sensitive military information and send it to China. The U.S. Department of Justice said Su Bin had conspired to hack the networks of defense contractors to steal data that could have compromised the safety of military personnel. World News from the BBC. The United Nations says the warring parties in the Yemen conflict have agreed on a ceasefire to start on the 10th of April. Peace talks are scheduled to start in Kuwait 8 days later. The UN special envoy to Yemen said the new truce and talks were the last chance of ending the war. It's estimated the conflict has killed 6,000 people. Poland's right-wing government says it won't accept any migrants as part of an EU relocation program because of Tuesday's attacks in Belgium. Warsaw had agreed to take part in the program, but the Prime Minister, Beata Szydło, said that the government now had to look after the security of its citizens. She alleged there were terrorists among the migrants. The UN Human Rights Council is to create an expert group to explore ways to hold North Korea's government to account for human rights abuses in the country. The council adopted a resolution saying the experts should recommend practical ways to secure justice for the victims of alleged crimes against humanity in North Korea. Pyongyang has dismissed the move as politically motivated. An opinion poll has suggested that Pope Francis is more popular than any politician. Around 1,000 people were questioned in 64 countries by Win Gallup International. Our religious affairs correspondent Caroline Wyatt has more details.
Just over 3 years since becoming Pope, Francis has enjoyed enormous goodwill and positive PR around the globe. He's won hearts and minds not just of Roman Catholics, but also those of people from other religions and the non-religious. Just over half of Protestants across the continent view him favourably, as well as a similar proportion of atheists and agnostics, although he's most popular with Roman Catholics and Jews. The Argentinian-born Pope is most popular in Latin America, North America and the European Union, particularly in Portugal and Italy.
BBC News.